Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And that's little Eric Clapton bringing us back. Layla. So I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the work of my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Thank you for using those sites. Thanks for using them to your advantage. It's all free. Everything's there is free, except for the books. We ask you to pay for those. And thank you to those of you who have been buying the books. So it's just you and me, and I'm talking about intellectual honesty. I sort of, in the previous segment, I tried to lay out my way I think about intellectual honesty and how I think it works. And it's pretty intuitive. The one thing that probably needs to be added is intellectual honesty means that I'm willing to have a conversation with you, even though we might completely disagree about things. But I'm willing to, because I'm curious about why you feel the way you do. How could you possibly believe that, right? And because we disagree, but I'm curious about that. I'm curious about your beliefs, and I'm willing to listen to you, and you have to be willing to listen to me for this to work. And somewhere in the conversation, in my opinion, the goal of intellectual honesty, an intellectually honest conversation, the goal is to come up with a kernel, a little bitty, teeny tiny little kernel of mutual agreement. A little bitty seed, a little bitty molecule that we can work with and begin to build a connection to each other. I have people on this show, my guests, some of them I've known for a long time, and I they're wonderful friends of mine, and they're as diametrically opposed politically as anybody could be, and yet we continue to be friends, and in fact we talk about some of these things off the air, usually sometimes on the air depending on what their background is, but we disagree, and yet we have a fundamental respect for each other, and some kernel that's common to both of us, a little seed in the middle, from which we both hang on to, that we know we can always come back to that point to find something that we both agree on. And that's a really important thing. And maybe when you're having a conversation with somebody, maybe that's the central point. You know, when I talk about millennials, for example, you know, a lot of people are frustrated with a lot of, and millennials, you probably know this, older folks are frustrated with your generation to some degree. One of the things that I like to start out with as a kernel, a point of commonality, and not in any way, being condescending at all to them. From the heart, I'm saying this. From experience, I'm saying this. Millennials are probably the best human beings we've ever raised. From a moral sense, from a sense of values, millennials are probably the best human beings we've ever raised. But you're different, millennials. And that causes a little bit of an issue. So my kernel of making sure that millennials know that I'm not just ragging on them about how they're different. When I say in the beginning, before we get started, let's establish that these are really good people. And so whenever we're talking other areas of discussion that you might have, one of the big things to me is in politics are things like global warming, climate change. That's a great example the people who are climate change zealots, that's what I call them, zealots. Now, I guess I am calling them a little bit of a name, but they are zealots. Their positions are no less than zealotry when they say things like, it's settled science. Well, I want to have an intellectual conversation with people who say that, because my first comment would be, okay, isn't science by definition not settled, never settled? Isn't that what Copernicus almost gave his life for, to demonstrate that the Earth does not revolve, the sun does not revolve around the Earth? Isn't that what he proved? Wasn't he the guy that did that? So science by definition is not settled. So that's the thing that I would debate with him. Okay, can we just get that off the table? Can we just realize that science is not settled? Now, if we can do that, then you and I can have a conversation about the things about climate change that I agree with you on. I'll give you some things that I agree with you on about climate change, about why what's happening to the Earth. But I need you to accept some common sense things that I believe in. And just accept them as, even if we only accept each other's ideas as a possibility, we honestly say, okay, I'm going to say it's possible you're right. There you go. That's intellectual honesty. You can have a conversation now with people. You could do this with religion. You can do this with evolution. You can do this with politics. You can do it with climate change. You can do it with lots of things if you'll just come at things from that perspective. But you got to have somebody on the other end who will do the same thing. And that's the hard thing to find these days. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.